Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. School is coming to an end. Summer is starting to get underway, and it is the perfect time to hit the trail. If you've ever considered exploring all the hiking opportunities that wind through Nevada and Yuba counties, June is the perfect month to do so. The Bear Yuba Land Trust is hosting its month-long celebration of trails with a series of hiking challenges, artist-led walk-in talks, and even a nature-inspired dance performance. Annette Muller is a communication manager for the Bear Yuba Land Trust, and she's here now to share all of the different and fun things that are happening this month. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you so much for having me, Vicky. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Technically, it's next month. June 1st is on Sunday. When it comes to your nonprofit, what is the Bear Yuba Land Trust?
Yeah, so the Bear Yuba Land Trust was founded in 1990 by a group of concerned citizens around rampant development in the area. So the Land Trust exists to conserve and protect wild, cultural, and working lands in between the Bear and Yuba watersheds, which is located in Nevada and Yuba counties, so kind of West Nevada County and South Nevada County.
How large is your reach, that territory that you're working to conserve and protect?
Well, it goes all the way from kind of the 80, where the 20 hits the 80, all the way down through Yuba County, where 27,000 acres of conserved land through conservation easements and fee titles. And we also do recreation. We have 55 miles of trails that we have built or maintained currently.
Which makes sense why you would have a celebration of trails event.
Exactly.
This has been going on now for 11 years. How did this all get started?
Well, so the first Saturday of the month is National Trails Day. And so it kind of started around that. It was much different back then. We did kind of one hike one day. Then it kind of started to grow from there. There were group hikes, multiple hikes. Through COVID, it was, go hike yourself, report back. And then in the last few years, we've grown it mainly through our Summer Star Hike Challenge. And even that is growing. So it's a series of stars on trails. I think we had 16 a couple years ago. I think we have 24 this year. So 24 stars on 24 trails across Nevada and Yuba counties for people to go out and find super fun.
Okay, so they're night hikes.
Excuse me?
They're evening hikes.
Oh, no, they're
for stargazing?
No, they are. So the Neighborhood Center of the Arts created these stars, and they're like art pieces that are hung on trees and other things on the trails. And so you go, you get a star map, you register, you get a star map, and then you go hike these trails and find the stars. And then for each star you find, you get registered in a raffle.
Okay, because yes. I was like, what is the catch for this challenge? Other than, of course, getting out, enjoying the outdoors during the daytime with beautiful, like, artistic stars. When did the idea come about to bring art onto the trails and to incorporate it?
So Nevada County in particular is very appreciative and supportive, values the arts, and there's a lot of artists in our community. And so it was just a way to offer an alternative canvas to artists. And then because our community appreciates art so much, another way for people to kind of interact with the trails, get additional people out there, a different perspective. You can, with the art, you can just kind of stop, take a moment, changes your perspective. Mm-hmm. Just to really bring a whole different group of people in.
So if someone wants to take advantage of this challenge and get entered in the raffle, I mean, how many trails are we talking about?
We have, we've chosen 24 trails, and there's two categories. There's an all accessible, which has 5 stars. And so it's for, for people who are differently abled, because we want everyone to be able to participate, or if you have young children who can't, hike 24 trails. So we have that. And then, but all told, there's 24 across the entire Nevada County and some in Yuba County. Most of the trails are easy to moderate. We do have a black diamond on this one. And for the most part, people take the whole month to try to find them. They pace themselves, though I did hear from a group of trail runners who are going to try to do it in one day.
Wow.
So I am excited to see if that can happen.
It's like an ultra marathon.
Yeah, they're ultra marathon runners. And so it is going to be an ultra marathon for sure.
Yeah. So it's in their wheelhouse.
Exactly.
So each trail you do, it increases your chances of that raffle.
Exactly. Exactly. So you register, you get a star map, and then you go, and then each star comes with a sign with a QR code. You snap the QR code, and from that, you get entered into the raffle. And then you can take a photo with the star and tag us, and you get additional entries in the raffle. And then we choose the raffle winners at our Celebration of Trails street party, which is in Nevada City on June 28th, free and open to everybody. And then, yeah, we'll draw the raffle winners then.
Have you already decided on what some of the prizes will be?
We reach out to our partners and other organizations, our community for prizes. Yes, there's we have passes to Scott's Flat, a year-long pass to Scott's Flat for camping and just lake access. Sierra Hot Springs has a couple of passes for us. We have other spa things. There's things for kids. We have a kid raffle, so the under 18 get entered in their own raffle, so specific things to them. Yeah, so lots of really good prizes. REI donated something last year. It was a stargazing chair for the actual stars in the sky, which is a wonderful prize. So lots of things, yeah, to be excited about and look forward to winning.
Do you have a favorite trail?
I do. I live in Nevada City, and I love Hirschman Trail. It's near my house. I love to trail run it. It's one of the locations for our, we have an art installation there, and it's also where the dance performance is going to take place. Just a beautiful trail. It's a Nevada City trail that the Land Trust has a contract to manage and maintain.
You mentioned that this all culminates with a free and fun festival in Nevada City. What other events are you planning for June?
Wow, so many. So this year we were very, very fortunate to get a Parks California Arts and California Parks grant to increase our arts programming. And so we have four artists who have created site-specific art installations using like naturally derived materials on four different trails. And for each one of those will be up the entire month. But then for each of them, we have a specific day where the artist is going to do a walk and talk. So we'll meet at the trailhead, we'll walk to the installation, and the artist will talk about it. So there's that. There's also, we added in a volunteer opportunity. So we do this thing called Trail Mix, which is in the evening. So it's like an hour and a half bit of work. And then we go socialize somewhere to get people out who aren't able to volunteer during the day when a lot of our opportunities are. So you can come out, you get to be with community, you get to do some land work, and then you get to go hang out, which is super fun. And then this is really cool. We're going to do a dance performance with Embodiment Dance Collective. They're a local Nevada City, Grass Valley dance troupe. And they have created a site-specific piece at the site of the installation at Hirschman, and that is on June 7th. It's a Saturday. And all of this is free. You can find everything on our website. It's all free programming. You can, find out. Just come out. There's no barrier to entry.
The fact that not only are you doing this year after year, but you're continuing to expand it and having it grow, the community must really get something out of this, out of the month of June, and enjoying your trust, the land trust, the Bear Yuba Land Trust.
Absolutely, all year long. So I'm out and about a lot for my job, and it's so often that usually the point of entry has been like, oh, I did your Summer Star Hike Challenge last year. When is it coming back? Like, how many stars this year? People are very active in our community. They love to be out there. So just appreciative of nature and the work that, we don't obviously do it all alone. We do it with a group of volunteers and community and donors and partners. And it's just such a wonderful place to be in terms of just like enjoyment and appreciation of trails and just public space.
Annette, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Annette Moeller is with the Bear Yuba Land Trust, and the Celebration of Trails, it gets underway this weekend, Sunday, June 1st, in Nevada and Yuba counties. There is a kickoff event next Thursday, June 5th, at Three Forks Bakery and Brewing Company, and that is in Nevada City. We have a link to all of the events that they have planned for the month of June. You could just head over to capradio.org/insight. And that is it for Insight today. You can also head to the same web link to learn about our other guests and events that are going on. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation and actually reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.